This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the conclusion of the first half of the 2019 legislative session.
Senator from the 15th, would you
Wednesday afternoon saw time devoted to Senate Bill 160, a measure that seeks to establish the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship Accounts Program. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the sponsor.
Lowered the amount of the tax credit from 100% down to 85%. Another thing that we did is we added the fast track bill to it.
But Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City believes the proposal is presented one way, but is much different.
Kids with disabilities or kids who are maybe districted to low-performing schools. But this legislation is much more expansive than that.
Senate Bill 160 has been set aside for future consideration.
Senator Barton moves that Senate Bill
Monday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 9. Sponsor, Senator Ed Emery of Lamar, says the measure seeks to require the Missouri Senate to try all impeachments and modify what constitutes grounds for impeachment.
Impeachments are a political process that is to be handled by the legislature against one or the other of the other two branches.
During floor discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City looked at the percentage of senators needed to oust an impeached official from office.
I see why you want to do it, and then I also see some drawbacks and some unintended consequences of making the switch.
Wednesday afternoon, Missouri senators gave first-round approval to Senate Bill 9.
Senator from Barton County.
On Tuesday afternoon, the companion legislation was brought to the Missouri Senate floor. Senator Emery says Senate Joint Resolution 2 would require the Missouri Senate, beginning January 1st of 2021, to try all impeachments and modify what constitutes grounds for impeachment.
This would go to a vote of the people. This is what actually in the Constitution moves the impeachment process back to the Senate for trial.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton says the sponsor has spent years getting to this point.
In a way, I wish I could explain to the folks who are serving their first year in this chamber, because I think it really is an illustration of how this chamber is meant to work.
Missouri senators give Senate Joint Resolution 2 preliminary approval. Another yes vote would send both Senate Joint Resolution 2 and Senate Bill 9 to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration. Lawmakers are now on their annual mid-session recess. The first regular session of the 100th General Assembly will resume on March 25th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.